Okay, we'll be learning some more halachas tonight, some fascinating aspects of Netilas Yadayim. I saw again this Chazon Ish, it's really interesting. Chazon Ish was, by all definitions, he was not Chassidish. By all accounts, he was not Chassidish. And yet, in one of his igas, he writes about the incredible importance of being makbid on Netilas Yadayim. In one of the early igas, he writes, it's just really important to be makbid, to be careful, to make sure to always wash your hands when one needs to, whether it's the hygienic related ones, okay. But besides it, also the skulim, what he calls the, how do you call skulim?
Skula.
How should you call it? Skula, skulim. What? How do we translate skulim?
There's not a good way of translating.
There must be a good way of translating.
English means quite a lucky charm, but it's not lucky.
No.
It's a good sign. Yeah.
Auspicious.
Auspicious. That's what it means. So it sounds good. It sounds good. We should be careful with not only the rational, understandable, supra-rational. Yeah. What? To wash hands. Yeah. Whenever you. So we spoke about a few last night. We're going to speak some more now. Okay, which one are the other ones? The Aboi side that one needs to wash hands for. We're in the third line. Mishimafli Kela, we spoke about the lice, right? It's so interesting because the list is like, you know, going from category A to category B to category A to category B. Okay. So we had Kamamita so far. Just to do a quick chazor. Kamamita Negel Vase is what? Is what? Ruach Ra, right? It's Guli. Yetzim Vezakisei is what? No, it's Yoetzim Vezakisei, even Loi not Atzochav. So, Ruachah. Then we've got Beis HaMechatz, exiting the Beis HaMechatz. Then we've got Noit Tziponov. Category A, no, not cleanliness. Yeah, category A. Acholet Minolov, taking off your shoes. Nekias, category B. And Agebe Raglov, touching your feet. Category B, Choyfev Roshoy, scratching your head. Category B, yeah, Nikis. Yesh Oimrim Afaholich Ben Amesim, if a person walk between the dead. Category A, Ruach Ra, Mishnah Gabba Meis. By the way, the Mishnah said earlier, this is such a bad tumor that ideally one should wash one's hands three times. Okay, it's one of those Ruach Ra, which are so bad that you've got to wash three times, like Negel Rasa. Mishnah Gabba Meis, somebody touches the mace. Category Ruach Ra. Mishim Afli Kalov, somebody who gets rid of the lice in his fur clothes. What is that? Cleanliness or Nikias or Ruach Ra? Nikias indeed. That's where we stopped. Now next, Hamishamish Mitosei, marital relations. So that's an interesting one. Mishtabu says yes, it is. It's got to do with Tahara. And it's nothing to do with Nikias, once you wash your hands. It's interesting to note, Mishnah Berurah says here also is one of those requirements that one washes one's hands three times. Mishnah Berurah does not mention something mentioned in Tzimin Reish Mem that one should also wash one's hands before. Because I suppose it's not just the physical action, there's more to it. So there is an element they want to wash one's hands before as well. But he only mentions Amisham Mishpitos after Tash Mishamita. Hanagia Bekina, somebody who touches a. Mishpitos
doesn't say anything here,
but
you mean over there?
Yes, in Reshmem, yeah. Hanagia Bekina. Touching a lice. That's what could do. What is that all about? Nekias, indeed. It's interesting because when you touch a worm, you have to wash your hands afterwards. Touching a worm. It's a good idea. If one wants to touch. That's assuming that one wants to touch a dog. I mean, not everybody wants to touch dogs. But it doesn't say that. Yeah, so the halacha, you don't have to. But I would say that if you need to, if a kino, lice, you need to wash your hands after touching a lice. So it doesn't say anything about other insects, and it doesn't say anything about dogs and other animals, but I'd assume, I mean, it's not explicitly included, it's not mafush. Maybe. What? That's interesting. That's really interesting. Depends on the kina is interesting. I didn't see this anywhere, but it's interesting. Yeah. Hanegea begufa beyado. That's just three words, but it's so important. Hanegea, the one who touches begufa his body beyado with his hands. What is this all about? What is this about? Mishnah Berurah have gotten involved. Beyado with his hand. Bemukoy misamun tofos with sheesh bemilnulei zeo. So interesting. Rabbi, so let's get this clear. So there is a halacha that one should wash one's hands when one touched mekoymois. Losh Shulchan Aruch is negia begufa. But if you touch your body, you need to wash your hands. The reason is what's the reason? Is it category A or category B? Nekias or ruacho? Ruacho or nekias? What is it? It's nekias. It's all about cleanliness. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because there are many parts of the body which are, and here's the key point, that parts of the body which are generally covered, there is what the Mishnah Berurah calls milmulei zeo. Milmulei zeo is, Shulchan Aruch elsewhere also speaks about it, milmulei zeo means really, I was trying to think of a good translation, milmulei means really when it's accumulation, what?
Full.
It's milmule, not mole. Milmule. When you've got when there's a lot of sweat, which I suppose is sweat that dries. What's the word for it? I don't know. Sweat that dries, and that is not. It's, you know, it's perspiration. It's germs. It's not. That is milmule. So that's considered something which is. Well, it's dirty. So if a person touches that, he needs to wash his hands because of nekias. Any part of the body which is generally covered, and it may sound a bit counterintuitive. Perhaps we'd have thought that the areas of the body which are uncovered are dirtier because we touch anything with our hands. But Chazal understand not so. Chazal understand that the parts of the body which are normally covered, those parts of the body tend to be more dirty. Rabbi said, we've got to remember we have showers. Chazal and the Shulchan Aruch, Chazal, this halacha is established in times where people did not have showers and bath access. It was very rare and not frequent. So therefore, the parts of the body which were covered, they would be covered and unclean for literally weeks, as opposed to ponim, raglov, v'yodayim, which people would more frequently wash with water. So I suppose the covered parts of the body were dirty. They were dirty, so there was sweat there. If a person will touch those parts of the body which are the covered parts of the body, a person would wash hands. Now, because of that, there is a kind of halacha that whenever we touch parts of the body which are generally, and here's the point, in that particular place, normally covered, you've got to wash your hands because of the nekias. So, the $1 million question is, You got to wash your hands. You don't have to wash your hands three times. Only once, yeah? But you got to wash your hands. What's the $1 million question? Yeah, so it goes according to the area. Everybody will agree that it is normal to go with this part of the body. So it's not you personally. People are like to have long sleeves. Doesn't mean that it's the norm in that particular place. I think generally it's agreed in the poskim that to have up to here generally, I think in England, I mean, more in Western European societies, I think that when it comes to the elbow up, that's considered the covered part of the body, but from the elbow inclusive all the way down, it's considered a part of the body which is normally uncovered. Therefore, wouldn't have to wash your hands. That's generally accepted. Even if you personally are makbid to always cover because you find it more comfortable or whatever, but it's not got to do with you. Normally, it's considered. So I think that's in terms of the elbow. But I think there's a question here. And I don't have a satisfying answer. What's the $1 million question about this? Well, basically, we're saying that Milmulei Zeya, because Milmulei Zeya, this is not Wachra related. It's a. Matthias, okay, I'm totally with you. This is nothing to do with Wachra. The covered part of your body. If you touch it, you've got to wash your hands. And this is really important. You've got to wash your hands. It's a halacha. Halacha mefresh. If a person touches, by mistake, any part of the body which normally covered, you've got to wash your hands. It's a halacha mefresh. The question is, pardon, yeah? Keep going. Absolutely. The question is follows. That I'm going to ask this question in a slightly adjusted way. The halacha, what happens if somebody touches his body, if a person touches his body whilst he's in the water? That's one way of asking. So the poskim asks like that. If a person touches his body while he's in the bath, while in the shower, are you really obligated to wash? I'm saying, do you need to wash your hands now? I'm saying, let's say a person washed his hands. I don't know, we have to figure out a way. But the point is that he's in the shower, he's in the bath, and he's now touching his body. He's mechuyev to wash his hands. He's washing. The whole idea is to wash hands because you're dirty, but you're not dirty because you're having a shower. So what's the halacha then? So that's poshut. In such an instance, that's ironic. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. If you're washing yourself now, you don't have to wash your hands. But at the same time, it's also agreed. So if that's the case, So how do you deal with this? We are all clean now. There's so much more clean and not much more there that you can find nowadays, generally speaking, in our kind of societies. I mean, most people out there have, you won't find Mimunez there, we're much more hygienic. So how do we do with it? How do you deal with it? The answer is, and it's not a satisfying one, it's going to be what? Loipluk. That means that as soon as we're out of the shower, we have to assume some poskim are makel as long as you didn't dry yourself. All right, okay. But once you're dried and out of the shower, if you touch the cover parts of your body, you are assumed to be full memule zeo, not clean. You got to wash your hands. You're going to say, "Well, I'm just coming out of the shower. I no memule zeo. Come and check." No. Chacham said, "Mekomes hamechusim." You cover your touch, and it's. I'm struggling with conceptually also a little bit with it because it's not. This is really it's halacha mefresh on the one. Pardon.
It's not satisfying.
I agree with you. Yeah, I know. But lemais, so we. I'll tell you. There's one nekuda which I do understand. How are you going to define it? I understand the chum had to make or the poskim had to make. What are you going to say? Okay, after 2 hours, that's considered not clean anymore. After 1 week. What about, everybody's a bit different, and some people, what are you going to say? Okay, you need to wash your hands after touching he's fine, he's okay, he doesn't need to, he's going to have, he's clean, and also clean, yeah. It doesn't make, how are we going to do this? How are we going to qualify this and categorize that? It won't make any sense. So I hear that is a kind of low plug, but I'm also not, wait, what do you say?
It's self-assessment. You have to be self-respectful for how you appear. I mean, you're not going to go around and judge everyone else.
But if you were based in Haggadah, how would you define the chiyuv of washing your hands when you're... The answer is to this question. Mishabura says that's easy to answer this one because Mishabura does say that the face, the zeas upon him, is not included. The Mishabura says zeas upon him is not included. They've told him that the face, that perspiration, that are on our heads, that's not considered. There's no minimum zeo. That's okay. Don't have to wash your hands for that. Okay. Mishnah says it in Tzif Kotten. It's a smach. We don't learn it from a posuk. It's a smach. So you, how would you be marked this? Rabbi Kit, you just say that we're going to have to. Everybody has to. How are you going to define it? That everybody, according to his own understanding, is chayv.
Yeah.
I know, but it's hard to. You have to find a halachic category, a halachic way. You can't rely on people's own understanding. There must be a halachic definition.
I'm 100%
bothered. Yeah. Okay, Abayisai, the poskim are clear, and it's a halacha psuka that as soon as you're out of the shower, there's a discussion about, you know, if you before you're dry. But once you're, the halacha is considered, you have to assume you've got min mulezeo and you got a and it's considered mekayim samachusim. It's a, what's that? Okay, Rabbi, so we continue. We have to move on. The misha also achas mikol elu. Somebody who does all this, any of those listed above. Veloy notal, and he didn't wash his hands. Okay, so we are referring now. It's not really kol elu. It's referring to the ones which are ruach raw related. We're talking about the Nigelwasser, we're talking about Tashmish HaMita, we're talking about Nogabemez, Benamesim, etc. If you do all those, Veloinot, and you don't wash your hands, Im Talmid Chochamu. The person is a Talmid Chocham. Talmud Mishtakeach. Chas v'Shalom, he forgets his learning. Vimeino, so okay, pretty bad. You forget, person would forget his learning. Hard to acquire learning. It's even harder to remember it. And yet, a person who is not makbid on it, tak, he forgets his learning. I don't know if he forgets it in one day or if he gets it gradually. I don't know how it works. But there is the consequence, the result, the impact of not washing your hands. What happens if there's not much Torah there in the first place? How can you forget Torah that you didn't acquire? What happens then? What's the stage below that? Yoytze midato. He goes. He goes a bit crazy. Yoytze midato. He loses his das. The Mishnah says in Sifkot Mem Zayin, beautiful explanation. So, how do you define yoytze midato? How do you explain somebody who goes? What does that mean? Somebody who goes. Mishnah Berurah explains over here beautifully. And say, if cotton, memzain, yoitz midat, ein beli rabbi, the roitz lemaj, and establish ruach shtos, that yoitz midat means that he got ruach shtos in his, entering his mind. Validez a yucholov le dak laver, and he'll do averis because of that. Kema amorom, as the Gemara says in Masech Soita, ein odom over avero, person will only do avera, elem kain, unless nichnos be ruach shtos, when is ruach shtos, entering his, a person only does aver if he's got a bit of shtus, a bit of ruach shtus in his mind. So, there you go. If a person doesn't wash his hands after nigelwasser, or he doesn't wash his hands for all the other ruach ro related, he doesn't wash his hands, if it's tamid chochem, he's going to forget his learning. And if it's not a tamid chochem, will be ruach shtus entering his mind, which consequently will lead to averus. There are people. I remember there was one particular rebbe that I worked with. He always felt that when there was boys in his class who were not particularly who were not matzliach in learning. What do you think about this, Rabbi Yisai? There was one rebbe who felt that whenever there was he was not very matzliach in learning. He said, "Go and wash. You know, did you wash nigel vasa? Go and wash your hands. Go and wash your hands." And he felt, I didn't do statistics with him, but he felt that very often the case was that you got to wash your hands. Based on what we're learning now, does it make sense or not? What do you think about it? If you're learning with somebody, he's not like grasping it. Go and wash, go and wash Nagelwasser. What do you think about that? Perfect. It makes sense. Yeah, it could be true. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we have got over here. There is a discussion but we'll get to Siv Chav Chafalef. Well, let's carry on a little bit. Siv Chav, Aroich Etzpono V'loi Nigvom Yofe. Excuse me, I'm in Siv Yotes. A make his dam, Maxifayim V'loi Notal Yodov. Somebody who make his dam. Bloodletting? The bloodletting procedure. Done it this week? Bloodletting. Yeah? Okay, that's what it did for centuries. The boy said for centuries, they did bloodletting. He would take out bad blood. They felt that most illnesses are blood-related. And, if a person would have temperature, they felt the temperature was actually rooted in the blood. You do a bit of bloodletting, a couple of liters out, and you'll get much better afterwards.
It must have worked.
And if it's very interesting, yeah, it's so interesting because they did it for centuries. It must have. Yeah, I don't know. We've got to ask I suppose some of it, I suppose at times it did work. And maybe the ones that it didn't work, they maybe didn't have chance to complain.
We do vaccines now, not necessarily.
Okay. I want to talk about the vaccines. 1 minute.
Somebody's blood donor. Would that be...
Okay, yes. Shem Zalman speaks about it. Let's just get that. So, okay, let's address this now. Hakozes dam means you do bloodletting, and that also requires washing hands. So the question is, what about blood donations? Shlomo Zalman says, what?
Probably the same thing.
Whether it's for medical purpose or not, all right, is much similarity. What about if you are
blood tests?
Do you need to wash your hands after a blood test? The Ma'aseh Rabbeinu says, I always felt it's an interesting question. I saw the poskim are so busy with that question. There's a lot of achronim speaking about it. I said, okay, you try to go to a blood test and do that without touching your body. How on earth is that going to work? You've got to wash your hands anyway. Like, who's going to roll up the sleeves? How's that going to work? Okay, so you want to know, we have to wash your hands three times at once. All right, okay, fine, sure. But I'm saying, it's okay, let me ask the person can say you don't have to. Bloodletting itself, blood test itself, you don't need to wash your hands. It's not exactly the same that causes them. Now, vaccine. Yeah, what about vaccine? Do you need to wash your hands after vaccine? That's for the ones who do the vaccine. I'm not talking about the ones who believe in the vaccine. Not vaccine. Communism. Okay. I just want to know if you need to wash your hands after the vaccine.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what
you said. There is something called the vaccine. Are we agreeing on that? There is something called the vaccine, and some people take it. Yeah, how many millions? And some people take it. I'm not saying if they should, they shouldn't. I'm saying some people take it. And I want to know if afterwards a person needs to wash his hands.
It's not blood going out.
So therefore, yeah, probably don't need to. I agree. Probably not. It's not comparable to what we have over here. Now, I'm going to finish off with this.
It can't be worse than a blood test.
It can't be worse than a blood test. Yeah, lichoira, yeah. Oh, that's the word. Oh, very good. Yeah, so now, Rabbi Sal, let's just finish this. If a person did Hakozes Dam and he didn't wash his hands, Mefachet Shiva Yomim. A person who does the Hakozes Dam and he does not wash his hands, he's scared for 7 days. That's the consequence, the impact, the consequence of not washing hands. He gets his fears, phobias for 7 days. Hamegaleach, that's another one, haircuts, shaving, cutting hair. He also didn't wash his hands, and you got to do that afterwards. You have chas v'shalom, a person fears for 3 days. Hanoitel tziponov, we spoke about that earlier. Somebody who cuts his nails and he didn't wash his hands. Mefached yoim echad. He has got, it's a ruach as well, ruach related. He fears 1 day, but he doesn't know what the phobia is. It's a phobia that he doesn't know what he's scared of. Person cuts his nails. So all the other ones, he probably knows what he's scared of. You know, if you haircuts, shaving, Hakozes Dam, he's scared for 7 days, 3 days, etc. But he knows what he's scared of. Cutting nails and not washing hands, for a full day he's stressed, he's in a phobia, he's scared, but he's not sure what he's scared of. Which is really, it's a really, really emotionally very draining situation. That's so interesting. Maybe I never, very interesting. That the common psychological states that people suffering from anxieties, who knows, maybe is related to that. I don't know. It's an interesting study to make. Rabbi Sad, summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the following additional requirements to wash your hands. Meshamish Mitosa, we learned. We also spoke about
Negia bekino, touching a lice, touching the body. We spoke extensively about mekumis hamechusim. We spoke about if the consequence of somebody not washing hands. If it's a talmid chacham, he forgets his learning. If it's not a talmid chacham, yoytzamidaita, which the Mishnah Berurah explains that he does averes. We spoke about hakazas dam. You got to wash your hands for that as well. Person who fails to wash his hands, he fears 7 days. Giluach, not washing his hands, 3 days. And finally, we learned about cutting nails. Somebody who fails to wash his hands after cutting nails, he's scared for a full day. He doesn't know what he's scared of. Rabbi Sai, I wish you a very good evening.